And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. A state lawmaker says the number of Tennesseans suffering from Alzheimer's disease will jump 16% in the next 5 years. Franklin Rep. Sam Whitson is asking fellow lawmakers to get the state prepared by forming an Alzheimer's Advisory Council. Testifying before the House Public Health Committee this past week, Whitson noted that there are currently 120,000 Tennesseans suffering from Alzheimer's. He says that number will increase to 140,000 by 2024. Whitson noted that his mother recently died of Alzheimer's, making it a personal issue.
It was not only tough on the family, but it nearly killed my dad trying to take care of her. So when we talk about this council that we're going to recommend that we authorize today, is we not only think about the patients, but also the family members that this impacts.
Rachel Blackhurst with the Alzheimer's Association of Tennessee says federal data shows the disease cost Tennessee nearly $1 billion last year alone. She adds that Tennessee has the fourth highest Alzheimer's death rates in the nation. Blackhurst says forming a council would help advocacy groups and government agencies coordinate their efforts. She says a council could also help Tennessee qualify for federal aid grants available only for Alzheimer's advocacy and care.
In the past, it's been individual advocacy groups trying to get the legislature and the governor to take Alzheimer's seriously. With the establishment of an advisory council within the state government, they will really become this official voice of Alzheimer's disease.
The measures authorizing the commission will be debated this week in the Senate Government Committee and the House Health Committee. Mike Osborne for WMOT News.